From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says his people do have the right to protest and criticize the government. It was his first public response to nationwide anti-government protests that have stretched into a fourth day now. Iranian state media said Rouhani made the conciliatory comments about the protests as he spoke to his cabinet on Sunday. But the state media also said Rouhani said this protesters should focus on solving the country's problems and improving people's lives. Iran's biggest and most sustained anti-government protests since 2009 continued Sunday, with hundreds of people joining street rallies in several parts of the country. In a tweet on Sunday, President Trump said the Iranian people are finally getting wise as to how their money and wealth is being stolen for any human rights violations by Iranian authorities. In other Sunday developments, the Iranian government blocked people from using social media platforms like Instagram and the messaging app Telegram. South Korea announced Sunday it had seized another ship it suspects transferred petroleum products to North Korea in violation of international sanctions. The announcement said the Panama flagship was detained 2 weeks ago at a port. It's the second ship the South Korean government has acknowledged investigating in the past 3 days. On Friday, it announced that it had seized and inspected a Hong Kong-flagged ship in November because it believed the tanker transferred oil to a North Korean vessel mid-ocean. This is VOA News. UN Secretary